Well, it gives me tremendous pleasure to welcome Margaret Wolfe. Welcome from Mercury Freight.
Hi.
Your voice really sounds like the ad.
Does it? Okay. Well, that is me in the ad. That's probably why.
Okay, so Margaret, the reason that I've asked you to come in is there's Abdul. Abdul lives in Kuwait, and Abdul wants to send me stuff.
Lucky you.
I know. And I know that he listens to this show. So I kind of dropped the hint yesterday with Simon. And I said, you know, like an Arabian, maybe he could sell, you know, send a nice Arabian.
Horse?
Yes, horse.
I thought maybe you wanted a nice Arabian man like Abdul.
No, I just can't make up my mind whether it should be a stallion or a mare or whatever. Okay. But one way. So how should he send it?
All right.
Would you go air freight or would you go sea freight?
You have to do air freight. Sea freight is far too long a journey and far too arduous. You would need a specialist horse box. I suggest with horses and with expensive animals like that they travel together with a veterinarian. You can put them on a commercial flight, but generally you put them only on freighters that are specially equipped for them.
And to hold it.
In fact, I wouldn't put it on a commercial flight thinking about it. It would have to be on a freighter. And you do get freighters, and they travel with their vets who keep them calm. They have food, they have water, and special boxes.
What happens with dogs? With dogs and cats and smaller
animals?
Very much
the same thing, except they don't travel with the vet, but they're specialist boxes that we build for them, and they have water and they have food in the box, and it's virtually an overnight journey wherever they're going in the world. So we don't do transshipment with pets if we can help it, and it's kind of like if it's going from here to London, it'll arrive in London in the morning, and we have agents over there who will take care of it from that point.
Sure, it's such a...
But it must be a nightmare from hell.
What a responsibility.
It is. It takes about 90 days from the day you decide to move your animal until it can be ready to go, because there are a lot of vaccinations that have to be done. Every country has different rules. Certain airlines won't take certain animals. Certain countries won't allow certain animals. And it also depends on the age of the animal. And a lot of the pug-nosed animals, like I think it's bulldogs and
pugs.
And pugs they don't want to have, in case they have breathing problems on the aircraft.
Gosh. There was a story, I think it was, what's it, Ryanair?
Yeah.
Ryanair. There was a story earlier this year, much earlier this year, of a Ryanair flight where this woman had her, it was a champion American, no, it wasn't, a French bulldog. And when she took it out of the freight, the dog had died.
Of course it can happen. Animals get very, very nervous, incredibly nervous. And they sedate animals, and unfortunately the sedation can make an animal more nervous than the actual trip.
Wow.
I'm never too sure what to do, because I have personal experience of having taken my children, on holiday to the coast with me and put them in the aircraft, and they actually got more frightened from the sedation when they couldn't move than from actually just leaving them in the cage. So you've got to decide which way you want to go. But the vets will, that's why they need to monitor the dogs. We put them in special kennels with specialists who give us that kind of advice.
Incredible. Mm. What are the most interesting things that people have asked you to move? I mean, you've been in this business for 20 years.
I've been in this business since 1979. Double that.
Okay, sorry, 40 years.
When were you born, Sasha? Yeah.
Probably
about
before most
years
of you were born, yeah. Okay.
So what is the weirdest thing that anybody's ever asked you to move? I mean, there must have been really crazy
Crazy things. I once got a phone call from a guy who wanted me to courier banknotes.
Really?
Yeah, and I just said no.
And another one that wanted you to courier that white powder in those packages.
Yeah, yeah.
Russian accents pay cash.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But we don't really get to see the cargo. Except, of course, in the case of household goods where we do the packing, and in the case of animals where we do look after them and we do see that they go to the right vets, etc., and we assist people with them.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to clarify something. Mm. If you're moving somebody from say you're doing a relocation from South Africa to Israel, right? There seem to be a lot of people making that that route right now. Do you go in and pack up the whole house?
Absolutely.
And you pack the container?
Yep.
And you handle everything from the day they move out of the house.
And if they want to unpack themselves in Israel, they can. Otherwise, we have an agent in Israel who will arrange to customs clear, deliver, and help them with the unpack and placement.
That's very important because I actually saw in Israel that they've got these elevators, these lifts that it takes the stuff off the back of the truck and it actually lifts up, especially if there's a stairwell, and it just, and they take out the glass windows and they just put it into the from the outside. It's fascinating.
No, you must. It's really amazing to watch in Holland where they have these very narrow houses.
Yes.
That are very very high up.
I've got the hooks outside the tops, don't they?
You literally use hooks and grapples and sometimes cranes. I mean, I've actually had to use a helicopter to get certain cargo in Cape Town, to get a cargo into houses in Cape Town.
That sounds fascinating. Did you film it?
No.
Oh, I wish you had filmed it. You know, I can hear it like this 007 music.
They just have, you know, very high on the sort of ridge in Cape Town, on the, you know, and you can't get there any other way with that kind of cargo.
Absolutely fascinating. Yeah. It's a fascinating industry.
And Margaret, because I've got a Roald Dahl sort of dark sense of humor.
AKA the Lord of Darkness. Have you met Simon?
Boats go down with... full-on cargo loads.
We've had boats go down with lots of things.
That must be a difficult phone call to make.
It is a very difficult phone call to make, except we will not ship any personal effects that are not insured. Before we touch them, you sign on the dotted line for insurance. And there's some peculiarity with sea freight that goes back to the days of the ancient mariner, where there's a clause called general average. And if anything goes wrong with the vessel, you're actually responsible to pay for the repairs of the vessel pro rata either to the value of your cargo or to the amount of space you've taken on the vessel. So you have to make sure that you insure whether you're doing an ordinary import and export or whether you're doing your own household affairs.
Jeez, you've got to know this industry.
Kathy, so you don't know this, but I know this, that the captain of the ship has the power to throw off whatever cargo he wants. Mm.
It's the same with a captain. It's the same with an airline captain.
What, throw out the people? I don't
He can refuse to take his cargo.
Yeah. And they
he
do.
Can refuse to
they
take
also
it.
Refuse often to take baggage. And
yeah. Cargo. That was the problem with the Hildeberg. Mm. That he knew that they were carrying rocket fuel and he didn't, and he wanted to refuse, but the government, I think, pressured him, whatever it was.
That's right. It was bad times.
Yeah, it was terrible that, because they actually made 3 phone calls on that Hildeberg thing. Sat in a meeting once and heard about it and it was awful.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. All right. Have you heard of Cyril Hammerschlacht?
I can't say the name is right. Familiar.
This is like the end of our week.
Okay.
Cyril Hammerschlacht does a weekly roundup or a weekly update of the news in South Africa. He is, he's past middle-aged. And
like certain other people in the room will remain nameless.
You did not just say that about me, Margaret. You did not.
I happen to be looking in the mirror.
Anyhow, he's politically incorrect. He's completely off the wall, round the bend. And this is how we end off the week. I'm going to come back to you. All right, so we've got Margaret in studio with us. Margaret Wolf. She's from Mercury Freight. And so you reckon I must just communicate with Abdul and get him to send you know, the horse, Neddy.
You, you can communicate with Abdul, or I can arrange for my agents to communicate with Abdul for you.
Oh.
Yes, I have got agents in Kuwait. And I'll even get them to take a picture of Abdul so you can see what he looks like.
Oh, no, he sent me pictures.
Do you know that is really Abdul?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I had some friends check things out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have a lot of Kuwaiti friends.
Yeah, I don't, actually, but people in the know.
Good.
But thank you very much. If you want to, so firstly, thank you so much for coming in.
Okay, my pleasure.
And for just putting that to rest. Really appreciate that.
I'm happy to move your horse. I'm happy to move Abdul and his home. And I'm happy to move any cargo that Abdul wants to sell in South Africa as well.
Thank you. But on the other hand, if you're wanting to relocate, then get in touch with Mercury Freight. I didn't know that you did the whole thing where you packed up the whole house.
No, we pack up the whole house. We do the whole thing. Oh we arrange the insurance.
It'll be like
so
Pesach.
You take the stress out of it.
It'll be like Pesach. You know, when people lock up their house and they go away.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, normally, the lady of the house will stand there wringing her hands and worrying about Granny's teacup, but I've got a really nice guy in Yako who will stand there and hold her hand and say, don't worry, we're wrapping the teacup very carefully.
He'll put a little extra just to keep her happy. Margaret, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely
to meet
you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And to you, thank you so much for all the messages. Thanks, team.